Well, we're doing two because we're dedicated to our fans.
We are very dedicated to our fans. But, you know, as soon as we say that, they're like, well, if you were dedicated, you'd do four a week.
Yeah, I know, right?
I could imagine if we did four a week, we'd have to do like 20 minutes like Big Fatty.
Because we don't have anything to we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Yeah, because we don't have lives.
Well, we do. I mean, me and you can sit here and talk about nothing, but it's not going to be it'll be funny to us, but it won't be funny to anybody
People
else.
People are like, what the fuck?
What are they, talking about?
I'm cutting this shit off.
Oh, no. They should edit.
They should just not put shows out. They should edit. I don't do that. No. No! I've been doing that all the time at work now. Like, the whole Big Fatty thing.
Right.
You know, when somebody tells me to print something, I'm like, no! No, I will not print it.
Next thing you know, you'll be hanging a sling from the...
And sucking off a porno star.
Right. Having a 5-gallon bucket of bacon grease.
Oh.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
They should edit. I don't do that. No. No.
Well, hello. Oh, shit. I don't even have the micro hoist set up. Dan, gushy Big Freddy, you're not even prepared. Get that micro hoist over closer to your blowhole so your grandson can hear you. Yes. Y'all coming up on today's show? Oh, well, first of all, I guess I should tell you it. Oh, poor Big Freddy. He's fucked it all up. You doing? You've just got everything all discombobulated. Yes, I know. Hi, everyone. I hope your Wednesday is going well. Y'all, this is episode 558 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 24th of March, 2010. And y'all, we're going to start off today's show because y'all, you know, it is my grandson's week. It is Stephen from Wisconsin week. And y'all, we are starting off with Memory Lane music today. And I can guarantee you that Stephen has no idea what today's Memory Lane music is. However, it will become extremely clear why I chose this one for my grandson's visit week. Yes, Big Fatty, we can't wait to hear it.
Again. Yes, by gum.
And yes, by golly.
Kukla
Grand.
And dear old Ollie.
Here we are again. Here we are again. Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Here we are again.
Now, y'all, I'm sure most of you have no fucking idea what that was, and that's because that was the theme to Kukla, Fran, and Ollie, which was an early American television show using puppets, originally created for children but soon watched by more adults than children. Like many early shows, it did not have a script and was entirely ad-libbed. Y'all had no idea it was ad-libbed. Now, the original series... Burr Tilstrom was the creator and the only puppeteer on the show, which premiered as the hour-long Junior Jamboree on a local station in the Chicagos. Y'all, who knew that? Fran was Fran Allison, who was a radio comedian and singer who was usually the only human to appear on screen, filling the role of big sister and cheery voice of reason as the puppets engaged each other concerning their foibles. Foibles? F-O-I-B-L-E-S? Big Freddy, what the hell is a foible? I don't know. Y'all, the design style of the puppets was in the style of Neapolitan puppet shows or Punch and Judy without the slapstick, but their personalities were less caricatured. The puppet cast included Kukla, the earnest leader of the troupe who looked like a clown but wasn't one, Ollie, or Oliver J. Dragon, the roguish one-toothed dragon who wouldn't slam his, who would slam his flat chin on the stage in frustration or roll on his back to be endearing. Madame Oogglepuss, a retired opera diva. Beulah Witch, a liberated witch. Fletcher Rabbit, the troop's mailman and resident fuss budget. Yahoo! When is... Oh, Big Freddy! Fuss budget! When is the last time you have used the word fuss budget? I think that will have to be the title of today's show. Yes! And Cecil Bill, the troop's union stagehand, who spoke in Tui Talk, Colonel Cracky, a Southern gentleman, Dolores Dragon, who was Ollie's younger cousin, and a number of others. So, y'all, that was Kukla, Fran, and Ollie. And I'm sure by now that you have figured out why Kukla, Fran, and Ollie was today's Memory Lane music and why it was associated with my grandson, Steven. Yes, Big Friday, it is obvious as the Kukla, Fran, and Ollie on your face.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fat. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Peter G. from the Oaklands again. And, you know, Big Fatty, I love daylight saving time. I don't know what you're talking about. It's lighter later, more time to sip a G&T on the deck as you're watching the sun go down. I think it's wonderful. And speaking of that, if you do come to the left coast, I would definitely love to see you. So you should definitely think about coming to the left coast and setting a meet and greet up, because you really fill my day with, well, you know, 20 minutes of happiness. Well, maybe 10 minutes out of the 20, but still. And just another question for you. Is there ever something in the penny coupon in the paper that you don't want, like the mayonnaise or the avocados or the beer or the tomatoes? And do you buy it anyway, just because the coupon overpowers your dislike for those things? Anyway, Big Fatty, thank you for all you do, and I'm glad we got to the bottom of that conscious thing. God, that thing was going on forever with Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I'm glad you were able to help with that. Thank Christ it's over. Jesus. Bye, Big Fatty.
Well, Peter G. out there in the Oaklands, yep, thank God it is over. But, you know, it'll always rear its ugly head, as things do out there on the surface of the sun. But, Peter, you asked me about the coupon. And, first of all, let me just say that on Tuesday, Big Fatty did take advantage of the Starbucks complimentary pastry coupon from the Starbucks coffee. And, y'all, I had an apple fritter. Yes, Big Fatty, you had the apple fritter. And I had some hot cocoa, because, you know, who doesn't enjoy some hot cocoa? Yes, Big Fatty. Peter G, and today, Wednesday, is the coupon day. And there have been times that it was something that I absolutely had no use for. And I have foregone using the coupon, but I don't recall what those things would be. No, Big Fatty, you don't recall what you had for lunch either. I would say 95 out of 100 times I do take advantage of the penny coupon. Now, Peter G., as far as the daylight saving time goes, You and I differ because I like to drink in the dark. Yes, Big Fatty, please, for the love of God, move on to a message from Jeremiah.
Big Fatty, not only is it the Hatterino's birthday today, but it is my 29th birthday today. The last year of my misspent youth, I was expecting the postman to come in the semi-truck with well wishes and cards and gifts, and I have received one card from a trip in Atlanta, Georgia. I am deeply hurt and offended, and I don't even know what I feel that I am going to run away with cards. All right, then, Big Fat. I just had to add a goodbye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, last Friday was Jeremiah's birthday, and of course the Hatterina's birthday, and it was that Daniel Beaver's father's birthday, and y'all, but I did not know it was Jeremiah's birthday, and it is his 29th, y'all, and it is the last year of his innocence. And y'all, did you hear there wasn't a real good reception on that. Y'all, it sounded like he was running away with conscience.
Jesus.
So y'all, who knows? Maybe there were some donkey rides or puppet shows or churros or something. Maybe El Gordo. Yes, Big Freddy. El Gordo was around, and just what we need, another El Gordo to be around. Now, y'all, speaking of El Gordos, Gavin, up there at the Dragon Podcast, y'all, he was out in Tejas. He was out there. By the way, let me just say something. Let me just back up, because there was something I meant to say after Peter G in the Oaklands forecast, but pod, no area. The Sea Hag jumped on me on the Monday show, and y'all, she said that I was what was the word that she used? That she said I was she was commenting about me saying that I stuck my hand out like a Jew to get the money for the furniture. And she said that, what is that word that describes that? It's, y'all, anyway. This doesn't make sense if I can't remember the word. Oh, Big Fatty, just play the next voice letter and come back to it. Anti-Semitic. He said I was anti-Semitic, y'all. And, y'all, I'm telling you, I love all the Mexicans and the blacks. It is not, there's not an anti-Semitic bone in my body. No, Big Fatty, but you'd like to put your anti-Semitic bone in some. Oh, dear Gussie, move on, and now you've got me sounding as vulgar as you.
Hi, Big Fatty, this is Gavin and
Andy Fatty.
Eric, I miss you. We love you.
And we're giving you a drunky call from TBRU. We love you.
Jesus, y'all, I cannot, that Gavin, he was at some sort of bear convention, some sort of bear horror in Texas, in Tejas, I believe that it's, and y'all, I am not being anti-Semitic when I say Tejas, trust me, he was at some kind of bear weekend, and y'all, it sounded to me like they were drunk as teetotal hell. And y'all, you'd think there's Irish. That you'd think, oh, Big Fatty, now be careful that you know the Hagatha will have something vulgar to say about you talking about the Irish. And it's just, you know, I don't know who those people were. I don't know who they were, but Peter G, obviously, they don't need to wait for the sun to go down to begin their drinking, because, y'all, I think that call came in about 9 o'clock in the morning. Ah, Big Fatty, you know it didn't. But you know what call did come in at 10 o'clock in the morning? It was this one. Well, no, this one didn't come in at 10 o'clock in the morning. Just play it, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Brian from Boston calling. I haven't called in a while and given you some love, so I thought I'd give you a ring on this thing. 2010 so far has been a bit of a crazy year. my ex's mom died, and I had to deal with that. And trying to get out of this big, massive software release at work has been sucking my life up. And on top of all that, I'm in the process of trying to buy a home, which is kind of going okay, but it's another just giant, like, time-sucking monster that's chewing up my life. But in the midst of all this craziness and headache, it's always good to listen to your show and lighten things up a little bit and put a smile on my face. So just wanted to call and say thanks for doing your show. I listen every day. I haven't unsubscribed. And that's it. Just thanks for being there, and I'll always be listening. Talk to you soon, Patty.
Oh, y'all, that was just the sweetest call. And Brian from Wallison just felt like he needed to spread a little love and juices, as he always says. And y'all, that is the last call. That is the last call in the queue. In the queue for the BFO. So y'all, pick up the phone and give Big Fatty a call. Yes, Big Fatty, we must do that, because we need to express our love to you every now and then. Sometimes we just take you for granted. But y'all, speaking of taking me for granted, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the Australia, y'all, I heard that there was all these severe weather things going on, and then I heard it was in Perth. And y'all, that's on the West Coast, and nobody really lives in Perth, so it doesn't matter. But I was a little worried about him, and I was a little worried about that little Aussie battler, Scotty, as well. And anyway, but now, y'all, speaking of people in the future, I, on yesterday's show, I played the thing up from Arthur talking about the first day of fall and autumn and all that, and he got all in a hissy fit because I said fall instead of autumn. And y'all, he wrote me back, and he says that he was going to be getting in touch with his solicitors. Now, y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea that he spent time with prostitutes. No, I did not know this, Big Patty. But y'all, to each his own. To each his own. And y'all, one other thing on yesterday's show, the census music didn't play very loud yesterday because y'all went in to make the to do the refrain so I could sing the ending again, and y'all ended up turning down the music at the beginning, and so you couldn't barely hear it. And the patron saint of the BFO caught it. He caught it, y'all, and he wrote, but y'all, it was there. And just because you missed it yesterday, y'all, I've gone and I have found a reminder commercial for you, just so you get this week's dose of census music. Big Fatty, just play it for us, please.
Hey, America, you still got time. It's not too late.
That's right. Remember,
it's not too late.
It's not too late to help show where your community needs funds for jobs, schools, health care, and more. It's not too late. Answer the 1980 census.
And remember, all your answers are kept confidential by law.
Answer the census. We're counting on you.
Yeah, gussie, y'all, it is too late to answer the 1980 census. But it is not too late to answer the 2010 census. No, Big Freddy, it is not too late because you've not even received yours yet. And speaking of government documents, Big Fatty today will be mailing off his renewal for his passport, y'all. It appears that Big Fatty may be traveling to Scotland. Ah, Big Freddy, Stephen the Uck just touched himself inappropriately and not just shot coffee out his nose. Because, y'all, that's as close to Great Britain. Oh, that is part of Great Britain. Ah, Big Freddy, get your geography right. But it appears that Big Freddy will be coming to Edinburgh, Scotland from the 4th through the 11th of August. Y'all, I'll be there for my birthday. And so if you're going to be at the Edinburgh Tattoo, then y'all, I need to hear from you. And Big Ricky, will you...
We should edit. I don't do that. No.
No, Big Ricky will not be there. No!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.